This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 148 Biography of Timothy Kennedy, the Representative from New York. General Information. Timothy Kennedy is a prominent figure in New York politics, serving as the U.S. Representative for New York's 26th Congressional District. He was born on October 20, 1976, in Buffalo, New York, which has remained his home base throughout his political career. Kennedy is a member of the Democratic Party, known for his progressive stances on various issues. Early life and education. Timothy Kennedy was raised in a working-class family in Buffalo, where community involvement was a significant part of his upbringing. His parents, both educators, instilled in him the value of public service and education. Kennedy attended Canisius High School, a Jesuit institution known for its rigorous academic and moral education. After high school, he pursued higher education at Canisius College, where he earned a Bachelor of Arts degree in political science. His interest in law and public policy led him to the State University of New York at Buffalo Law School, where he obtained his Juris Doctor degree. Early career. Following his education, Kennedy began his career in public service by working as a legislative aide for the New York State Senate. This role provided him with first-hand experience in legislative processes and policymaking, which would later prove invaluable in his political career. In 2004, Kennedy was elected to the Buffalo Common Council, representing the Fillmore District. During his tenure, he focused on economic development, housing, and community revitalization, earning a reputation as a dedicated public servant. His success at the local level propelled him to seek higher office, leading to his election to the New York State Senate in 2010, where he represented the 63rd District. Here, he continued to advocate for education reform, healthcare access, and infrastructure improvements. Election history. Timothy Kennedy's political ascent began with his election to the Buffalo Common Council in 2004, where he served until 2010. His effective governance and community engagement led to his successful run for the New York State Senate in 2010, defeating his Republican opponent by a significant margin. In the State Senate, Kennedy was re-elected multiple times, showcasing his strong voter support and political acumen. His legislative achievements and visibility in state politics made him a natural candidate for higher office. In 2020, following the resignation of Chris Jacobs from the U.S. House of Representatives, Kennedy announced his candidacy for the special election to fill the vacancy in New York's 26th Congressional District. He won the Democratic primary and subsequently the general election, securing his position in the U.S. House of Representatives. Political stances. Timothy Kennedy is known for his progressive policies, particularly in areas like healthcare, education, and environmental protection. He has been a vocal advocate for universal healthcare, pushing for policies that would expand Medicare and Medicaid coverage. In education, Kennedy supports increased funding for public schools, early childhood education, and student debt relief. He has co-sponsored legislation aimed at reducing the financial burden of college education on students and families. On environmental issues, Kennedy has championed initiatives to combat climate change, including support for the Green New Deal. He advocates for renewable energy projects and has worked to reduce carbon emissions in New York State. Regarding social issues, Kennedy is a firm supporter of marriage equality, women's reproductive rights, and gun control. He has consistently voted for measures to enhance background checks and ban assault weapons. Economically, Kennedy focuses on job creation through infrastructure projects and supports policies that aim to raise the minimum wage and protect workers' rights. His approach often emphasizes the need for equitable economic growth that benefits all segments of society. Timothy Kennedy, the representative for New York's 26th Congressional District, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. One of the primary reasons is his deep-rooted connection to the community he serves. Having been born and raised in Western New York, Kennedy understands the unique challenges and needs of the area, which resonates with voters who value local representation, His background in local politics, including his tenure in the New York State Senate, has equipped him with a nuanced understanding of regional issues, making him a familiar and trusted figure among locals. Another key factor in Kennedy's support base is his advocacy for education. He has consistently pushed for policies that enhance educational opportunities, from early childhood education to higher education funding. His efforts to secure federal funding for schools in his district have been well received by parents, educators, and students alike, who see him as a champion for educational equity and improvement. This focus on education not only addresses immediate community needs but also invests in the future prosperity of the district. Healthcare is another critical area where Kennedy has made significant strides, earning him widespread support. He has been a vocal proponent for expanding healthcare access, particularly in underserved areas of his district. His initiatives to protect and expand Medicaid, support for community health centers, and his fight against cuts to essential health services have directly benefited many residents. People appreciate his commitment to ensuring that healthcare remains accessible and affordable, which is particularly poignant in a district with a significant elderly population and areas of economic disadvantage. Environmental concerns also play a pivotal role in why constituents back Kennedy. He has been at the forefront of environmental legislation, advocating for cleaner air and water, and sustainable development practices. His efforts to combat climate change through policy and funding for green initiatives resonate with a community increasingly aware of environmental issues. His work in this area not only addresses immediate environmental threats but also positions the district for long-term ecological sustainability. Lastly, Kennedy's approach to governance, characterized by transparency and accessibility, has solidified his support. He maintains an open-door policy, regularly engaging with constituents through town halls, social media, and direct communication. This accessibility makes constituents feel heard and valued, fostering a sense of community involvement in the political process. His reputation for integrity and his efforts to reduce political polarization by working across the aisle further enhance his appeal, making him a representative who not only speaks for his district but also works diligently to serve it. Representative Timothy Kennedy of New York's 26th District has faced significant opposition from various groups and individuals for several reasons, one of which is his stance on economic policies. Many constituents feel that his support for certain tax policies disproportionately benefits the wealthy, leaving middle and lower income families struggling to keep up with the cost of living. His endorsement of tax cuts for high earners and corporations has been criticized as out of touch with the economic realities faced by many in his district, where income inequality is a pressing issue. Another point of contention is Kennedy's environmental record. Environmental groups and local activists have expressed disappointment over his voting record on environmental issues, particularly his reluctance to support aggressive climate change legislation. His district, which includes areas vulnerable to climate impacts like flooding and severe weather, has seen a push for stronger environmental protections, which critics argue Kennedy has not adequately championed. This has led to a perception that he prioritizes short-term economic gains over long-term environmental sustainability. Healthcare policy is another area where Kennedy has drawn criticism. His approach to healthcare reform, which some see as too moderate or even conservative, has alienated those who advocate for a more comprehensive, government-funded healthcare system. Opponents argue that his support for measures that maintain private insurance dominance does not go far enough in addressing the healthcare crisis, particularly in terms of affordability and accessibility for all constituents. This has led to a significant portion of his voter base feeling underserved by his policies. On the topic of social issues, Kennedy's positions have also been a source of contention. While he has made efforts to appear progressive, his voting record on issues like criminal justice reform, racial equality, and women's rights has been inconsistent, leading to distrust among progressive voters. His perceived hesitance to fully embrace progressive reforms has resulted in a lack of support from younger voters and activists who are pushing for more radical changes in these areas. Lastly, there's a general sentiment of political fatigue with Kennedy. After years in office, some constituents feel that he has become part of the political establishment, more focused on maintaining his position than on enacting meaningful change. This perception of being out of touch with the grassroots movements and the evolving needs of his district has led to calls for new representation. His campaign strategies, which often highlight his experience and connections rather than new ideas, further fuel this sentiment. In summary, the lack of support for Representative Timothy Kennedy stems from a combination of his economic policies, environmental stances, healthcare positions, social issue inconsistencies, and a general feeling of political stagnation. These factors have created a divide between Kennedy and a significant portion of his electorate, who are looking for a representative that more closely aligns with their values and the urgent needs of the community. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.